Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Iran, so Israel struck Iran first. They struck a military base in Damascus, Syria, killing 16 people, and including one of the top ranking, I think, generals in the in Iran's military force. And then Iran sent a response, missiles, and I think headlines sometimes are a little bit more
sensationalized.
So Israel has a thing called the Iron Dome, right? Where they pretty much intercept missiles. It's almost impossible to hit them with a missile. So when they like hundreds of missiles have been sent to Israel, most people are looking at it from a standpoint of like, oh damn, they're about to get hit with 100 missiles. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's not really the case. It's like even Iran, they know that those missiles aren't going to get through for the most part.
It's more so.
So it doesn't necessarily the headline doesn't fully describe the full context of the situation. But in any event, okay, so this happened. So obviously, high tensions. We already know the situation that's happening in Gaza ongoing. So now Iran, they're entering the situation, right? Israel and Iran has been going back and forth for a long time. But this is the latest thing that's happening while the Gaza situation is currently happening simultaneously. The United States of America has continued to back Israel. Through financial support and through military support. And President Joe Biden had said that he would highly encourage Iran not to attack civilians and a variety of different things, and that he would stand with Israel if it came down to it. I'm sure that there's diplomatic talks that's happening right now behind the scenes to try to defuse the situation.
Yeah.
So, all right. World War III. Even the term World War III, I think, is over-centralized. Like, you know, I think we use that term too much, right? It's a good headline, but, you know, I don't think that it's responsible journalism to just call everything World War III. I don't think we're anywhere close to having a world war. I think we have multiple conflicts happening simultaneously, but they're not necessarily linked together or related, right? But in any event, is this a black swan event? How does this correlate to stock market investing? What's the geopolitical take on this one?
Yeah, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about what geopolitical threats could happen or black swan events. And I think this is the canary in the coal mine signaling that something big is going to happen. And the crazy part, last Thursday, I know, you know, chairman spoke, but the ES and NASDAQ bled. And then this morning, huge drop in the market. Like, it feels like the market was already pricing in what was going to happen. Some of the international markets have slid down as well. Going into this, also crude, it went from 87 to 83 last Friday. But very interestingly, like, gold hit an all-time high. So not only to offset inflation, but to de-escalate risk in your portfolio if we do end up in a World War III scenario, or the shadow wars that are happening in the Middle East become more broad and more public and front facing. A lot of people are hedging. Troy, we talked about it on the call, but like people are buying gold bars out of Costco like they're going out of style. And then what you said, they were making $300 million a month off of that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. People are hedging and finding ways to offset their portfolios. And with halving coming, I think I don't know if we'll enter a World War III scenario, but it is getting a lot scarier. This reminds me of like the Gulf War of the 90s. I don't know how long this is going to last, but it feels like something is brewing that no one is talking about. And I don't see the Iranian-Palestine-Israel conflict calming down anytime soon. My biggest concern is, when do we get involved? And when does North Korea or Russia or China get involved at scale? And that's when I think shit will hit the fan and then we'll see a huge drop in the market as a result.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like seven officials were killed. We can't say it's not. No, it's not World War III. But if seven officials were killed, civilians are being attacked. And I think it was more of a warning shot type scenario. But these things are going to escalate.
Yeah.
Changing of political power, changing of guard, market share change. India is booming. We're not. We're stretched too thin. There's wars that we're battling here with fentanyl. And it's a lot of shit going on in our backyard. And I think we are stretching ourselves too thin. And also, too, go look at who profits from the destruction of these countries. This isn't by accident, y'all. If you haven't seen Lord of War, go watch that movie. But the ascension of BlackRock, well, I was talking about this on the call Saturday. Normally, Northrop Grumman or a bunch of defense stocks would be going up. They're flat. BlackRock has came in and almost been the new defense stock by adding crypto and what they're doing overseas and took all the gains away from the military stocks. Like, they took Lockheed's position overnight. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I was going there, right? Like, in terms of conflict, it would be one of the military stocks. Obviously, we know crude because of the region that we're in.
Yep.
Logistics, we got to look in terms of that as far as shipping, who's moving what throughout that region, but also what these countries are exporting or importing. What are they known for? Like, Absolutely. What are the properties? Like, when we talked about Ukraine, it took weeks for people to realize, like, wait, they're the number one producer of wheat?
Yeah.
So like figuring out those from an investing standpoint, like those are the key areas that I would be looking at. Not that we want any conflict to happen anywhere in the world, but from an investing standpoint, those are the things that we should be looking at. That's interesting that the military stocks haven't moved, which means that, I mean,
Lockheed has done great in general, but they haven't moved like how BlackRock has.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll monitor the situation for sure and see how this affects the world to come. I mean, it's definitely something that obviously is, something to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. I just don't think World War III, because I don't see the whole.
It's not fair. Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have the Russia-Ukraine happening. That's happening currently. You have the Israel-Palestine situation. Now Israel and Iran, we'll monitor this situation, see how far it gets. You have the Congo. They got their issue going on. Mm-hmm. You got the Sudan issue.
Haiti.
But they're all separate from each other, though, right? That's the thing. Like, it's not like in a world war, it was Europe, for the most part, versus Europe and America versus Germany, Japan.
Yeah.
And Russia.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of like more, this is kind of scattered events.
Yeah.
It's concerning.
I mean, but who's going to be the geopolitical metro booming to get everybody together to team up? It's coming.
Putin.
No, that's America's job.
I hope so.
That's always been America's job to drum up support NATO, drum up support from the allied forces to go against. But the problem is that, like, you know, it's one of these things where you kind of stretch yourself thin, because, okay, now you fight in Russia. That's a fight that you got to have as far as behind the scenes, internally, back. Then you got to support Israel. That's another fight that you got to work out behind the scenes, get political support. Da, 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 da. It's just a lot that's happening simultaneously that politically, I don't know how much America can still kind of hold the band together.
Wow. I saw you guys posted earlier, the credit card debt, highest it's been. Inflation is high. No Fed rate cuts. Looks like the rates could go up. as a result. So now, same thing with Elon. Like, if you don't take care of your customer base and your constituents, every other initiative that you put out, like, people don't want to hear about us, all the money that we has been sent to Ukraine from our government when people here are starving and rent is going up and food is going up. Auto insurance is up. One of the highest things in the CPI report. Like, what Tupac said, you have money for war but can't feed the poor. No one cares about those fucking initiatives, yo. And then the job market, even though they keep saying the numbers are good, when you look at the actual report, it's really people applying or have multiple jobs and they're low paying jobs, but the higher jobs are being outsourced to India or replaced with AI or not being filled. It's the wrong move. Please write this down. This is a rule number one for me, Troy Rashad. Take care of the home base first. No matter what goes on, all the hate that may happen, man, I'm going to take care of Red Panda first. I'm going to stay out there. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to do everything. Take care of home first. And I think for too long, America has been cheating on America and its constituents by taking care of other countries. And we've built up China and India, and now they're looking to be competitors. It makes no sense. So, yeah, I don't think it's a World War III scenario, but I do think we are stretched too thin.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.